Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of May, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a negative note given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading around 20 points lower at around 22,600 levels, indicating a poor start for the local equity markets. The domestic indices Nifty 50 and Sensex were closed for trading on Monday, May 20th, as a result of the Lok Sabha elections in Mumbai. However, the markets were open for trading on Saturday, May 18th, in a special session. The market remained in control of the bulls even during the special trading session, as the benchmark indices closed in the green, with the Nifty over the 22,500 levels for the first time since May 20th. All sectoral indices closed in the green, with the Nifty Media Index surging the most, up 1.2% in trade on Saturday. Throughout last week, mid-cap and small-cap stocks outperformed the frontline indices despite concerns over high valuations. The broader market remained positive, driven by persistent buying in heavyweight sectoral stocks. Furthermore, a moderation in India's CPI and lower-than-expected inflation figures from the US have stimulated investor confidence. Investors are now expressing optimism regarding potential interest rate cuts in 2024, supported by favorable US CPI data, improved jobless claim figures, and a favorable outlook on economic data. This in turn has contributed to a surge in gold prices and strengthened the stock market rally. However, uncertainties are persisting regarding the timing of the US Fed rate adjustments, with market participants eagerly awaiting clarity from an upcoming Fed speech. Given the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, analysts expect that amid ongoing uncertainties, the markets are likely to continue facing volatility in the near term. The immediate support and resistance levels for the Nifty 50 are placed at the 22,400 and 22,600 levels respectively. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, ONGC reported an increase of around 78% in consolidated net profit at 11,527 crore in the fourth quarter ended March. Oil India's board recommended an issue of bonus shares in the ratio 1:2. The board of directors have set July 2nd as the record date for the bonus share issue. Rights inked a pact with the Bangladesh Railway for supplying 200 passenger coaches for 915 crore. Moving to stocks that will be reporting their March quarter earnings on May 21st, BHEL, Metropolis Healthcare, JK Tire and PI Industries are among the many that will release their results. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stocks closed higher on Monday as the tech-heavy Nasdaq climbed to a record high, boosted by chip makers with highly awaited quarterly results from Nvidia. Additionally, the markets are awaiting the US Federal Reserve's policy meeting minutes this week, which will likely test Wall Street's record-breaking run. On Monday, the Dow Jones fell below the 40,000 level on profit booking to close in the red. The S&P 500 index ended flat, while the Nasdaq Composite clocked a fresh high to settle 0.65% higher. In early Asian trade on Tuesday, oil prices fell, with investors anticipating higher-for-longer US inflation and interest rates, which will depress consumer and industrial demand. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded on a negative note. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index traded 1.2% lower, while South Korea's KOSPI and China's Shanghai Composite also recorded losses in trade. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Mohit Khanna of Purnartha One Strategy sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
For the market outlook, we can look at the valuations to start with. See, before COVID, from February 2014 to February 2020, the Nifty 50 traded at a TTM PE basis of around 24x. Post-COVID, which is from August 21 till today, we are trading at around 22.4. So we are clearly below the pre-COVID valuation levels, at least on the Nifty 50 side. Now, there are some pockets in the mid and the small cap that have run ahead of their fundamentals. And there can be a certain correction in those pockets, but we don't see anything systematic risk for the markets over here. Now, for the outlook after the valuations, if we see both the medium term and the near term outlook, for the medium term, things remain pretty strong. The macroeconomic outlook remains quite good for India. Multiple organizations are predicting 7% GDP growth, real GDP growth in FY25 on the base of 7% in FY24. And if we add 4% inflation to it, the 11% nominal GDP growth will mean that we are going to double our economy to $7 trillion in 7 years. So the medium-term outlook remains very strong. In the near-term, factors that are affecting the markets, first is the elections. We believe there will be policy continuity. And nevertheless, you see, any economic cycle is a 7 to 8 year cycle. And in 2024, something which we are only halfway, through that cycle. So we are not building a portfolio just based on the election outcomes, but for a longer term out for the longer term thought process that we have within our funds. On the earnings side, the fourth quarter March earnings were not very strong, so to say. But management commentary suggests that in the second half, chemicals should come back, private banks should also come back with interest rates start going down, and rural recovery can happen if the monsoon prediction for IMD, which is at 106% of the long-term average, comes to play. So earnings have to grow, and they have to be supported by revenue growth at least this year, because most of the margin expansion story has already played out in the economy in the last few quarters. Again, as I said, the monsoon for IMD's prediction is at around 106%, and this is very critical, especially for the southern states, which are sitting at the much lower water reservoir levels as disclosed by the Central Water Commission. In terms of the budget and interest rates, so this current incumbent government has always walked the talk on budgets, and right now their talk on July budget has been quite positive, has been well received by the market. So keeping fingers crossed, hopefully we will see some demand or consumption boosting steps being taken by the government in this budget. For the interest rates, we certainly believe that it's not a question of if, but when. So somewhere close to September is our bet where the interest rates to start to go down, because Brent has been under a very tight range of around $80 or so, close to $80-$82, and this is bringing down inflation in major parts of the world. So we remain hopeful for both near term and the longer term outlook for the markets, which is well supported by the valuations over here.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.